Welcome to Healing for Your Heart. Healing for Your Heart is a daily radio program brought to you by Amelia Kenya. God wants to dwell with you, to love, to guide, to protect, and to provide for your daily needs. God's design is for you to enjoy His presence. Healing for Your Heart is possible today. Here is your author and speaker, Amelia Kenya.
Today we would like to look at how God's own presence brings healing and freedom in our lives. How God's own presence brings healing and freedom in our lives. I pray that God will help us today in His grace, in His power, as we endeavor to get healing and freedom. Let us ask Him to help us. Our Father, we are living in a world where there is so much bondage, where there is so much baggage. Suffering is real and situations can be very tough. But I pray that as we listen to you today, you'll draw us to your very self. You'll open our eyes. You'll open our hearts to receive the healing that you bring when you step into man's situation. So help us to listen. Help us to incline our hearts unto you. Help us to be healed today. We love you, we exalt you, for we have prayed this in Jesus' name. God's presence brings healing and freedom. There is a very interesting account that the Bible records in the book of John, chapter 5. In Jerusalem, by the sheep market gate, there also stood a pool known as Bethesda. A multitude of sick people, those who were blind, those who were lame, and those who were paralyzed, waited continuously for the moving of the water in that pool. The Bible records that an angel went down in that pool at a certain season, and then he troubled the water. And whosoever stepped in the water first after the troubling was made whole of whatever disease or illness that he had. And among those who waited in desperation at that very pool was a man who had had an infirmity for over 38 years. And on this particular occasion, the Lord Jesus Christ stepped into the scene or onto that scene, and he knew how long that man had suffered. He posed a question. He asked him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The man who was paralyzed, the man who was also impotent, replied, just characteristic of the condition in which many people find themselves even today. This is what he replied. He told him, "Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." So this man says, "I really want to be healed. As a matter of fact, I have been sitting here for many years, but immediately the water is troubled. In my own paralyzed, impotent position, I cannot move fast enough to put my feet in there. So it looks like I still have a long way to wait." But he did not realize whom he was talking to. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. So Christ healed that man on that day. That man did not know that that particular day, God's own presence, God Himself would step into what had looked like a very hopeless and tough situation that man could not help. He had stayed sick for many years. He was destitute in that pool for many years. But things changed immediately when God Himself stepped right there. What are we saying today? when God's presence is lifted from a life, when God's presence is lifted from a home, from an institution, from a church, or even a nation, many times you find that judgment is pronounced. This is in accordance to God's own word. And you also find that the righteous suffer the consequences too. There are even accounts in the Bible where we find animals and crops also falling victim of the judgment of God that comes just because his presence has been withdrawn, especially in areas where sin has become very prevalent. I have come to learn also that things do not just happen. Things always happen for a reason. And according to God's own account, even in the book of Job, you find that even harsh weather that we never step back to think about, the droughts that we find ravaging nations, famine, sometimes are released to fulfill God's own purposes. It is hard for us as human beings to fathom that, because we look at God as this great loving God who cannot do that, but his word ascertains that that happens. David testified to this when he said, look at Psalm chapter 147, verse 15 to 18. David himself testified and said, he sendeth forth his commandments. He's referring to God. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoar frost like ashes. He casteth forth ice like morsels, who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. And then you move and look at Psalm 148, verse 8, and the same David testified and said, even fire, even hail, snow, vapors, and stormy winds all fulfill the word of God. They fulfill the purposes of God. So it is not man who is saying that, but God is letting us know, yes, when his presence is withdrawn, many things begin to change. Yet, on the other hand, as we have looked at the situation at the pool, this man had been there for a long time, nothing changed. But when God stepped into the situation, even that which had been impossible, that which had remained in constant turmoil for a lot of years, changed. Demons flee at the very presence of God. So meaning, even what chains us as human beings, what throws us into bondage, what gives us brokenheartedness, it is subject to the power and to the presence of God. When God steps in, things never remain the same. I would like us to turn together to this particular scripture so that we can read and see how God's presence brings healing and freedom. I want us to dwell on the healing and the freedom that comes when God steps into our circumstances. So look at the book of Mark, chapter 5. We are reading from verse 1 and verse 13. Look at how God changes situations and allow him to woo your heart again to himself, so that depending on where you are today as you listen, you can tune in and you can invite this same God to help you in those tough situations. The Bible says, and there came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, that is Christ who is coming out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Look at where this man had been dwelling. Who had his dwelling among the tombs? And look at what was happening to him. And no man could bind him. No, not with chains. So we are talking of a man who is no longer living in his own home. He has moved to live within the tombs. People have tried to chain him, to take him back home, but no man has succeeded. Then look at what happens in verse 4. Again, look at the kind of torture that this man went through. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. We are not talking about normal human strength here. We have many strong men in societies. As the Bible says, these are the kind of men who must have gone to try and tame this man who was demon possessed. They tried binding him with chains, not just mere ropes and strings. But look at the kind of strength that this man who was possessed had. He tore them apart. He plucked them asunder. He broke them into pieces. And look at what he did after no man was able to tame him. You look at verse 5 and the Bible says, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. So he was very strong, very energetic. No man could tame him, yet at the same time, he could not tame himself. That strength could not help him. Instead, he used it to destroy his very own body. He was crying out in the tombs. He was cutting himself with stones. Now look at what happens. Change is about to occur. Verse 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he had said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he said unto him, that is Christ asking, what is your name? And the man with the demons, the Bible says, and he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. What are we saying here? Christ is delivering a man who has been bound for years. I want you to realize four important things that happen when you allow the presence of God to come into your life or to come into your situation. When God steps into your situation, you can be sure that number one, what was impossible with man will become possible. What man was not able to change, God has the power to bring that change. And that is what we saw at the pool of Bethesda. A man that had laid there for over 38 years, unable to help himself, a situation that was impossible, God steps in and that situation totally turns around. Paralyzed for over 38 years, but now the man is able to stand up, carry his own bed and walk, and not just walk, but proclaim the wondrous works of God. So what was impossible with man becomes possible. Number two, when God steps into a situation, you can also be sure that what was chained or what was bound is set free. God sets man free. Life has many chains. Struggles that we go through in life are not just many, but they are real. You talk to people and you find that struggles are real. People are dealing with life, with real life problems, issues that hit at them, bite at them constantly, relentlessly. They take away sleep. They take away peace. They even plunge us into a lot of health issues because we have true life problems. Yet at the same time, when you let God in, when you allow Him to step into your circumstances, depending on what is holding you captive, God will set you free. God has the power to break the chains that bind you. Just like that man who was possessed with demons, you also will walk away in freedom. The chains that hold you are subject to the presence and the power of God. And then number three, I also want to remind you or to let you know that when you let God to step into your situation, you can also be sure that there is going to be order. I want you to look at the suffering that this man went through. Look back in verse 4 and verse 5 to see that chains that we face in life can bind us. Verse 4, look at what the Bible says. Because that he hath been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. So we are talking of somebody who is very violent, somebody who cannot be held under control. Then you move on to 5 and look at what was happening to him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Can you envision if this is your own child? You are in the house sleeping, but you hear your child crying out in the tombs, in the graveyards. He is cutting himself. You walk over there, you want to help him. Your bowels yearn for him. Your heart breaks with all those emotions. You find he's bleeding. He has cut himself left and right. And you know, it may not be practically today like what was for this man in the tombs. It may be in the gutters. It may be in those dark street corners. You look at your own child and you can see the way he has been chained. It could be in that room, even that dark place he doesn't want to get out of, or that place that she has really been chained together with other people in her own company, in his own company. You look at the travel that they are going through, yet you cannot step in to loose them from those chains. But the situation did not remain at that. I want you to look at what happens when God steps into a situation that even looks so bad and impossible, like what we have just read. Now look at the very same man that God has now ministered to. Christ has cast out the demons and he has been set free. Look at what happens to him in verse 15. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legions sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. The man who was possessed, who was cutting himself, now is sitting at the feet of Jesus and he is in his own right mind. Look at verse 18. And when he was come into the ship, that is, Christ has now gone into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. So we are talking of somebody who wasn't even talking to other people. But because Christ has stepped into that tough situation, he has cast out those evil spirits. He has set this man free. Now this man can speak. He can talk. He is back to his own mind. He is even in the right mind gear to ask Christ. He now understands who Christ is. Let me go with you. But look at what Christ told him. Verse 19. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. So Christ tells him, no, don't come with him. Don't come with me now. Instead, go home. This is a man who was not living at home. He was in the tombs. But Christ has restored order. And this man is now going back home. This is a man who did not have friends. He was crying, screaming in the night, in the tombs, in the graves. But Christ tells him, go and tell your friends. Meaning at one point he had friends. Christ knew there were people over there. There were companions, there were neighbors who needed to hear the good tidings that had come upon this man. When Christ steps into a situation, there is going to be order. Yours is not out of the realms of the hand of God. You let him get into your situation, and even that which was so disorderly, that which looked like it was totally out of hand, like this man, he is going to bring back order. And number four, when God steps into a situation, there is going to be peace, there is going to be hope, and he is going to restore purpose in your own life. I want you to look at again back to the same chapter we have read. And this time look at verse 20. Look at what happened. We read it together. And he departed and began to publish in the Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. So we are talking about the man who had been possessed, who was living in the tombs, cutting himself, totally afflicted. He is now in his right mind. There has been order recreated in his life, and this is the man now. He's departed from where he was, no longer in the graveyard. He is now going to publish it in the Decapolis, and speaking of how great God has worked for him and showing himself to the people, how God had delivered him, and all those who saw him marveled. So we see a man who was bound, released from bondage, he now becomes a proclaimer of the gospel that sets man free. There is freedom for this man now to live. He can now go back and fulfill the very purposes for which God had created him. You know, today, I want to bring it to you very clearly. And with so much heartfelt compassion in my heart, because I know that suffering is real, I want you to know that you don't have to stay in your tormented stage. You don't have to remain tormented in life. You don't have to live in bondage. Christ has come to set man free. Christ has come to set you free. And when the Son of God sets you free, you will be free indeed. Like the man at the pool, you will be free. You will walk again in your right mind. You will be cognizant again of what is happening to you. Like the man who was in the tombs, he will set you free. That which has bound you, that which has made you do things that are not within the human realm to do, things that are not natural, things that are outside of what is expected of you, Christ has the power to set those chains free. Where man has failed, you may have tried different paths. Different people may have tried different methods to tame you, to keep you harnessed, and to keep you even in your right mind, or to help you see sense and get your feet back on the road that is right, and have failed. When you let Christ come in, He sets you free. When God's presence steps into your situation, there is going to be healing. There is going to be freedom. So I want you to remember that you can have God in your situation. You can have God in your home to have this freedom and to have this healing. Your family can go through this healing again. It can see God's freedom. Don't stand as a hindrance to yourself. Take that step of faith and say, "Yes, Lord, it is me you're speaking to. I have been chained for years. I have lived in bondage for years, but not anymore. Set me free." So make a move towards God. You will not get it accidentally. Listen, make a move, and get your healing. Purpose to walk with God. Purpose to let God's presence come back into your own life, that He may set you free. Our Father, we are grateful. Thank you for the truth and for the reality that you set men free. Lord, those who are listening and they are faced with challenges, they are bound, they are going through situations they know they have lost control of, I pray that you'll break the chains of evil. You'll break the powers of darkness. I pray that you set your people free. Father, do it, because it is your word that brings healing. It is you who steps into situations and brings freedom. We love you. We exalt you. For we have prayed this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into Healing for Your Heart. You can contact Amelia Kenya through her website, ameliakenya.com. That's ameliakenya.com. There, you will also find spiritual resources through her books, Prayer and Spiritual Warfare, Spiritual Victory for the 21st Century, Back to God for Healing, The Power of a Woman, and God's Presence, The Missing Something.